Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the National Retail Federation. Well, that didn't take long. Nancy Pelosi exacted some revenge last night against one of her most outspoken critics, New York Representative Kathleen Rice. Heather Cagle, Rachel Bade, and John Bresnahan have the scoop on how Pelosi blocked Rice from landing a seat on the high-profile House Judiciary Committee. They write, Pelosi lobbied for other members to join the panel over Rice, leaving the third-term New York Democrat off a list of her preferred members for the committee during a tense, closed-door meeting Tuesday night, according to multiple sources. The effort came despite a full-court push from the New York delegation to secure a spot for Rice, a former prosecutor on the panel that oversees everything from impeachment to guns to immigration. Republicans wish their recent speakers were as ruthless as Pelosi is. She may take some knocks from the New York delegation, but she showed that going against her has consequences. Spotted last night, Attorney General nominee Bill Barr at Charlie Palmer after his Senate confirmation hearing. At the same time, there was a March for Our Lives reception where Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Representative Ted Deutch of Florida were spotted. And we're on day 26 of the government shutdown. Problem Solvers Caucus, a bipartisan group of House members, is going to the White House today at 11:30 a.m. for a meeting with President Donald Trump. They are meeting in the Situation Room, far away from everyone else in the White House. Republicans and Democrats are expected to attend this meeting. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer was chatting on the floor yesterday with Representative Josh Gottheimer, the second-term New Jersey Democrat, who is one of the leaders of the group. Again, we don't expect much from a meeting of this nature. The president will be meeting another group of people that are not empowered to make a deal. In fact, the Problem Solvers Caucus is probably the group least representative of where most Republicans and Democrats are at the moment. Burgess Everett has a good reminder, writing that the gang concept almost never works. Despite that, a bipartisan group of senators is trying to set up a gang to end the government shutdown. Meanwhile, the New York Times' Maggie Haberman tweeted that a recurring theme from sources over the last 2 days. Kushner is the de facto chief of staff, whether people realize it or not. Here's a roundup of shutdown impact stories. The Times reports that the economic damage is starting to threaten an end to economic growth, while the Post reports that the Trump administration is calling back nearly 50,000 federal workers to come back to work, unpaid in areas like flight safety, food and drug supply inspection, and tax refunds. On the 2020 front, Elena Schneider reports on Kirsten Gillibrand's 2020 announcement and how she's putting gender at the heart of her pitch. Daniel Strauss notes that Sherrod Brown is kicking off a tour in Iowa and other early 2020 states. And Mark Caputo and Daniel Strauss write that Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum, two Democratic breakout candidates of the 2018 cycle, are looking to use their near success to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. You can tune in to my conversation with Stacey Abrams on the Women Rule podcast, where we talked about her potential 2020 Senate bid and how she sees Georgia as a pathway for Democrats in 2020. Check it out. And here's the latest on Steve King. The Des Moines Register's editorial board is now calling on the Iowa Republican to resign. Burgess Everett tweeted, asked why he condemns Steve King and not Donald Trump over comments on race, McConnell says he's made a practice not to comment on random comments by the president. Kevin McCarthy sounded pretty defensive in the New York Times after being asked why Republicans waited so long to punish him. McCarthy shot back, "Have I been leader for years?" He said he had been the top House Republican for only a short amount of time and was now in a position to take action. Rachel Bade is reporting that acting Attorney General Whitaker will testify before Congress on February 8th. And in the juice, we've got Kate Winkler Keating, chief of staff to former House Democratic Caucus Chair Joe Crowley, joining the Duberstein Group as vice president. Keating spent more than 10 years on Capitol Hill and has also worked for Alison Schwartz and Nita Lowey. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will meet with the Problem Solvers Caucus at 11:30 a.m. He's having lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 1, and at 2:15, Trump will sign the Government Employee Fair Treatment Act of 2019 in the Oval Office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
American families and businesses are paying billions of dollars in higher costs because of tariffs imposed by Washington. It's time to negotiate a deal and put an end to the trade war. Tariffs don't work. Trade works. Join the National Retail Federation in taking a stand. Learn more at www.tariffsarebad.com.